The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen. Dafayim Gimal. That is being studied. Le'ilu Nishmat, Marat Zekenati, Yafa Bat. Sarav, Nushmat Avram Ben Esther, Ruhashem Terechem Begun Eden, Amen. There is that bestandin on Nushwash Shalema, Moshe Ben Dina, Elna Refaralo, Elna Refaralo, Rufat Nefesh, Rufat Guf, Urfu Atok Rabalamo. The Kenyan Asuman Man will begin today's daf on the Fain Gimal, Amul Lishon, and we are starting at the two dots, starting at the Tenan. We learned in our Mishnah. Ganav, Al Pi Shenayim, Vetavach, Omachar, Al Pi Him, let's say you have two witnesses that testified that the guy indeed was a Ganav. And they saw those same witnesses testified the guy also was tabach or machat. And then those witnesses became zomimim mishalimim et hakol. So they have to pay
everything
because they were trying to make the guy pay 4 or 5. So therefore, the deed of the Torah of zomimim is what they were trying to do. What's the case? She'idu ala geneva. They testified on the Geneva, ve'hazru ve'idu ala tviha, which means they came on Monday, and they testified that the guy stole on Sunday, and then they came on Tuesday, and they said that the guy stole on Monday, which means they came on two separate days, and they were testifying on something that happened before. So on, let's say, Monday they came, or Tuesday they came along and said, whatever the case is, Tuesday they came along and said he stole on Sunday. And then Wednesday they came and said he slaughtered on Monday. They came at two separate times. The huzmu ala geneva. Oh. And then what? They became huzam. On Thursday, they became huzam on the geneva. The hazru vehuzmu ala tiviha, and then they became huzam on the tiviha. Oh, but if you're going to hold, like we learned on yesterday's daf, like Abayir, that an ed zomim becomes pasud lemafleya retroactively, once they became pasud at the geneva, iglay milta lemafleya, so retroactively it comes out to he as hedu at tiviha. By the time they testified on the tiviha, pesulin havu, they were pesulin, which means if you're saying that they testified at separate times, let's say again Tuesday they came along and testified on the geneva, Wednesday they came and testified on the tiviha, Thursday they were huzam on the geneva, so that means already if you're going to say lemafleya, they're already pasul on Tuesday. So when they testified on Wednesday, they're not even edim anymore because they are pisulim. They are huzam. So give me the case. If you can hold edim zomimim lemafleya nefsal, this cannot be the case. Because already once on Thursday, retroactively we will foresell them from Tuesday, what they claimed on Wednesday is meaningless because already they were pasul, so they would not have to pay 4 or 5. That's the Gemara's question. Why would they have to pay for the tiviha? I think they say enzomim lemafleya nefsal. Amre achem maaskinan kigon shuzmu al tiviha techila. Oh, so the case is talking about where they got huzam first on the tiviha Wednesdays, and then they got huzam on the geneva. So the tiviha came first on the huzam. What's the difference? It's semantics. Amre sof. Bottom line, ki hadrem mitzame a geneva. Once eventually they become huzam on the geneva, even though it was second, iglay milta. We see retroactively tichi asadu ativiha, that when they testified at the tiviha, pesulin havu amai mishalme ativiha. It's the same question. I don't care what came first. Thursday witnesses came along and said they were huzam on the tiviha testimony. Very good. And then they come along and say, oh, by the way, they were huzam also on the geneva testimony. Bottom line, they were huzam in truth from already the first testimony. So therefore, still the Tevihah testimony is pasul, and therefore they should not have to pay for the Tevihah. No matter what order they were huzam, once already you knocked them out on the Ginevah, the Tevihah testimony is never accepted anyway, because they were pasulim. Therefore, they should never have to pay Arba'ah v'Hamishah. Why does the Mishnah have to pay Kula? Tilcheta. So the Gemara says, you know what the case is? She'idu bevatahat ve'uzmu. The case is talking about where their testimony was not on one day for this and another day for that. They testified bevat achat in one shot. They said, this guy over here was a ganav ve tavach umachar. In one testimony. Now, what does one testimony do? It seems, we have to understand the mechanics of it, that when they do it in one shot, they testify everything, then retroactively, they got knocked out on the Tevihah first, and then they got knocked out on the Genevah. So in that case over there, we're going to say, you're able to separate the testimonies, so to speak, or you're able to say that even though they got knocked out on the Genevah eventually, it doesn't retroactively posel them, and therefore they'll be Chayav on the Tevihah testimony as well. For some reason, when they say everything, Bevat Achat, they're going to have to pay everything. Chaura, we should have the same question. What's the difference? Bottom line, once we take them out of the Genevah, Chaura, the Tevihah should never have to be a discussion. Why? What does Bat Achat do? So,
Bat Achat is stronger than separately, if you ask me.
No?
So look at Tosafot. She'idu. Bevat Achat ve'uzmu. Look at the bottom Tosafot. The Kevan she'idu bevat achat, since they testified at one time, leka lememar bishat edut tiviha pesulin hayu. We're not going to say that when they testified tiviha at the pasul, afagav de lemafreya hu nifsal. Even though you're right, lemafreya, we bring them back to the Geneva. The Kevan she'idu bevat achat, since they said it at one time, kesherin hayu kesher'idu ala tiviha. This is considered kasher when they testified on the Tevihah. Why? Kevan shayu yechulim lachzor bem ala edut shel geneva. They could have retracted on the geneva testimony. Toch kede dibur hava. Which means, that's it. That's the support. Since the geneva testimony was done, toch kede dibur of the Tevihah testimony, and the geneva testimony, they could have retracted from it. Why? Because something that's done toch kedei dibur, that's done in such a small amount of time or consecutive amount of time, they're able to retract from it. For example, they could have said hu ganav v'tavach. Now, since they said it so fast, the geneva, they're able to say we retract. So therefore, since at that time it's retractable, even though they didn't retract it, Tosfot says that creates that when they became lemafreya, eventually they got them on the Geneva, it's not going to forsell them lemafreya to the extent that they're not going to be hayav on the Geneva, because that testimony could have been erased. That testimony could have been taken away. It's like this. Kevan she'idu ala Geneva, ולתביחה בבת אחת, אף אם נפסל אותם למפריה, מחמת עדות השקע שידו על הגניבה, it want to knock them out on the גניבה, עדיים כשירים הם בשעת שעידו על התביחה. There's still kasher for the תביחה testimony. Why? לפי שעדות זו הייתה בתוך כדי דיבור לעדות הגניבה, it was right away from the תביחה, ואם כן יכולים היו עדים לעזור בהם מעדות השקע של הגניבה. If they would want to, they could have retracted from the Adut of Geneva. Shekedinu, she'edim yechulim la'azor behem me'adutam betoch kede dibur. U'me'achash b'sh'at edut ha'tiviha. Since when they said tiviha, that's the key. At the time that they said tiviha, yechulim ayu adayin la'azor me'adut. Geneva, nemsa sh'adayin lo'chal behem p'sul she'el edes sheker. The p'sul of the sheker, when they said tiviha, was not hal on them. Because they could have gotten out of Geneva. That's the whole key. Since they could have undone the Geneva, it's not called their edesh sheker when they said Tiviha. Normally we say, what do you mean? When you said Tiviha, you already check it already. Because already you said Geneva, Geneva you were lying on. But if the Geneva itself could have been undone at the time that they said Tiviha, they're not considered Pesulim. She'im psu zehal ila hal kede dibur, megbar agadat ra'idut. Kishadim kvar enam yichudim nachzor. And if we're able to do it. So that's the way the Gemara wants to find the case of the Mishnah. The case is talking about, really I can say, oh, the Pharaoh says, we have a problem. No, so we testified everything, and therefore, even though I knocked out the Geneva, since they were kasher at the time that they testified on the Tiviyah, because they could have recanted their testimony on the Geneva, therefore, they have to pay hakol. The Gemara continues, let us say that this machloket Abayin Rava, that says Eid Zomem is the Mafreya Hu Nifsal, or not the Mafreya Hu Nifsal, let's say it's indeed a machloket amongst the Tanaim. What's the machloket? Gemara says, Hayu Shenayim Mi'idim Oto Shegana, Vehen Mi'idin Oto Shetabach. Two witnesses testified that the guy stole something, and the same witnesses testified that he was Toveya, that he also slaughtered the animal. Vehuzmu ala Geneva. And they became huzam on the Geneva, which is on the first part of the testimony. They became huzmu edut shebatla miksata batla kula. Once already you mevatel part of the edut, so therefore the whole edut goes out as well. Rashi says batla kula umishalme kefil. So now they have to pay kefil because they became huzam on the Geneva. They were trying to make the guy pay kefil. They became huzam on the kefil part of their testimony. And then it says, v'hu patur, they came with the lo ganav, lo tabach, and therefore the guy himself doesn't have to pay anything. Because once already they disproved him that he didn't steal, so therefore if he didn't steal, then there's no tivicha. Because he slaughtered his own item. Okay. So the Gemara says, huzmu ala tivicha, but if let's say they became huzam on the tivicha part, very good. If they became huzam on the tivicha pot, so they have to pay three or four, and the actual guy himself that they testified on has to pay the kefir for the geneva. Again, it was ganav and tavach. They made hazama on tivicha pot. On the pot that they said tivicha, they became disproven. So if they were trying to make the guy pay three or four for tivicha, and therefore, the Edim Zomemim now disproved it. So the witnesses have to pay three or four, but they didn't disprove the Geneva part. So for the guy really is a Ganav. So the guy himself that testified on has to pay Kefir. Okay, that's the Dinim. Amar Rabbi Yosei comes along and says, Bameh Devarim Avunim, which means, when do we say that he has to pay Kefir, which means that the Ganav has to pay Kefir, that means when they knocked out the Tiviha, that the Ganav's claim still is in play. She's the guy again. Get the case clear. Same witnesses. This guy's Ganav. This guy's Tabach. The witnesses came out to make Hazama. They made Hazama on the Tiviha. Okay, so on Tiviha, you with us. You didn't see the Tiviha. Okay, so on the Tiviha claim, the witnesses have to pay three or four. But on the Geneva, nobody disproved the Geneva. So the guy himself has to pay Kefil. In what case is that talking about? That case is talking about Bemedivanim Amurim Beshte Aduyot. Was talking about two testimonies. We don't know what this means. We wait for the Gemara to explain. Aval beedut achad. But if it was indeed one testimony, edut shabat amichsata bat lakuda, that once already mevatel part of the testimony, the whole testimony goes out. The Gemara is going to explain. May beshte eduyot umay beedut achad. What does it mean? Shte eduyot. What does it mean? Edut achad. Ilema beshte eduyot. Maybe shte eduyot means beshte eduyot mamash. Which means literally two eduyot b'shte kitot, which means with two different groups, meaning one group testified ganav and one group testified tavach, mamash two separate groups, be'edut achat, and edut achat means bevat achat, beze achar ze, that's talking about bekat achat, that one in one group, just beze achar ze, you know, back to back, that's edut achat, v'amar Rabbi Yosef. And now Rabbi Yosef comes along and says, Be'edut achat, bekat achat, beze achar ze. When it's one group of witnesses, edut achat, bekat achat, one group, beze achar ze, where they testified ganav. And then they testified, tabach, ki mishade ageneva. Well, they testified first that he was a ganav. V'adan mishade atibicha. Then they testified that what? He was Tobeya. Ki mitzime ativiha. And then they became Huzam on the Tiviha. Eduche batla miksata batla kula. And then in that case, we're going to say that once already, there was one group. They testified today he was a ganav. And they testified the next day that what? The guy was tabach. And then what? They came along and they got Huzam on the Tiviha. That, Rabbi Yosef said, if it was edutahat, then already we say, once they got batil on the Tiviha, they get batil on the geneva as well. The itzama lehu a geneva. So the Gemara says, mechatitiach. Who told you such? It doesn't make any sense. Just because they became Huzam on the Tiviha, why does that automatically negate what they said for the geneva? Which is, if you're learning kat ahat, or bevat ahat, means one kat. They testified Monday the guy was ganav. And they said Tuesday the guy was tobeya. Good. On Thursday, they became huzam on what they said, that he was tobeya. Okay, so what does that have to do with what they said about the ganav? Just because they were lying about tivi'a, does not prove anything. Could be they were telling the truth about geneva. Why would Rabbi Yosef say, eduche batla miksata, batla kula, in such a case? Just because they got knocked out on Tibi'ah does not mean they got knocked out on Geneva. So again, no, they don't lose the credit, but just because they lied on Tuesday doesn't mean they lied on Monday. No, just because they lied on Tuesday doesn't mean they lied on Monday. They got disproven for what they said on Tuesday. Okay, that means Monday, whatever they said ever for the rest of their life, they were lying? No, you have no proof for that. To be vatil everything they ever said? No. So that cannot be the case. Elalav b'shte eduyot. So you know what Rabbi Yosef means? We're all building to understand. This is all just to get to what the pshat is. Once we get to the pshat, then we can know what the proof is. What does b'shte eduyot mean? Be'edut achat ke'en shte eduyot. It's really one set of witnesses, but it's like two testimonies. Meaning, umayni you, kat achat beze achar ze. They're talking about one kat, but they testified ze achar ze, which means they testified on Monday he was ganav, and on Tuesday, they came and testified that he was Tobeya. So, when it says, Shte Eduyot, means it's one cut, but at two separate times. And Aval Be'edut Achat, what does Edut Achat mean? Be'kat Achat, or Be'bat Achat. Which means, in one shot. Which means they testified in one shot, Monday. He was Ganav, and he was Tabach. Okay, now at least we have the case. Now we can start to analyze. So the case is, we have Rabbi Yosef. We have a group of witnesses, only one cut. The whole thing is about one cut, according to Rabbi Yosef. They came along and they said Ganav, and they came along and said Tabach. So he said in the Braita, if they got this proven on the Tibiha, so they have to pay three or four for the Tibiha, but what they said on the Geneva remains. Also, to that Rabbi Yosef came along and said, Bame devarim amurim, b'shte eduyot. Oh, that's what we're talking about, b'shte eduyot. And what b'shte eduyot means? Monday they said this, and Tuesday they said that. Then you're not talking about on Tiviha, what they said in Geneva remains. But if it was b'batahat, b'batahat means they said it. Ganav, v'taval, they said it together. They said it in one statement. Once again, you knock out Tiviha, the Geneva goes out with it, and therefore you knocked out the whole thing. Now we understand at least the case. Now we begin our analysis. Comes the Gemara and says, Sevaruha. Gemara now says, Usvaruha, the Kula Alma, Toke de Dibur, Ke Dibur Dame. Okay. First of all, everybody in this Braita, rabbis and Rabbi Yosef, must hold the rule of any testimony that said Toke de Dibur within a few seconds, let's say, of each other, is considered kedibur dame. It's considered all one statement. Tok kedibur, like in this case over here, we said, ganav v'tavach. So he said the testimony of Tiviha, tok kedibur, within a few seconds of the testimony of ganav. Now, ma'ila ba'aka mepalgeh. Oh, now we get to the machloket. Here's the essence of what we need. The rabbanan savri mikan ulabahu nifsal. The rabbis must hold like Rava. That say what? Mikan ulhaba. That an edzomen becomes pasul from here on in. And therefore, vekevan demai shata kamitzameh ativiha. Since from that point that it became huzam on the tiviha, de kamitzameh edzum ageneva lo mitzameh lo edzum. But ageneva did not become huzam, therefore did not become azama. Meaning, the case of Torah when they testified at the same time. They came on Monday, they said the guy was a gana v'tavah. Well, 1 second. Tuesday, And they come along and say, on the Hazama, on the Teviha, they were Zomimim. So Rabbanan come along and say that just for the Teviha, and from the Teviha on, Kanul Haba, therefore, for the Geneva, whatever they said stands, therefore the Din is going to be, the Ganav is going to have to pay Kefil, and the Adin are going to have to pay for Teviha, three or four. Why? Because you're going forward. And what does Rabbi Yosef hold? Rabbi Yosef is going to say, right, Rabbi Yosef is going to say, Rabbi Yosef is going to say, וכיוון דמיד, כי אז הידו, הוא דמפסלה, כי את זימו להו הטביחה, את זימו להו נמה הגנבה. דה, תוך כדי דיבור, כדיבור דמה. And Rabbi Yosef is going to hold, no, את זומיה, את זומם למפריה הוא נפסל. That means once already you got him on the טביחה, so now already they are נפסל, not from the טביחה. They are נפסל למפריה, and since whatever's toked de dibur is considered all one testimony, so to speak, and therefore they are posul on the geneva as well, and therefore edut shebatla miksata batla kula. Once you already you mevatel the tevicha, you mevatel the geneva part as well. So that's the way I think Gemara wants to establish the machloket. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, look at the bottom that she's in. Mikan ulaba. Start from those that she's in. To get the machloket Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosef. Mikan ulaba. Miyom shehuzmu. Velo miyom sheya'idu. Correct. From the according to Rabbanan, it's from the day that they got huzam. Hagineva de lo mezameh lo izum. Adafa gav de bahada de azhidu le. Even though they testified in the same toke de dibur, according to the rabbis. Halo atchil pesulayu ma'i sha'ta. Which means they testified at the same time, and therefore the rabbis are coming along to say what? The Pesul starts from when they said Tiviha, from Tiviha and on. But what they said on Geneva stands. However, the other rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, is going to say, Itzimu lehu ageneva. Hai itzimu lava zama davka. Exactly, which means according to Rabbi Yosef, not that they became huzam on the Geneva, they didn't, nothing was said on the Geneva, but it becomes edut shebatla miksata batla kula. Meaning, once they testified in one testimony, so now what are we going to say? Once they said tiviha, if you say lemafreya hu nefsal, so what's lemafreya in this testimony? Whatever is talking in the dibur, whatever came before it. Geneva and Teviha at the same time. Therefore, you knocked out this, the Geneva is automatically knocked out. Not that they're going to have to pay 4 or 5, because they didn't become Huzam on the Geneva. But once already you knocked out this, whatever they said in the Geneva is gone. Therefore, you don't trust them what they said that it was Ganav. And therefore, the guy himself, you still pay his own item then. Once already you knocked out Geneva, and they'll have to pay 3 or 4 for the Teviha. So we find that Machloket between Rabbi Yosef and Hachamim, do you say Edzomim Nafre or Nifsal or not? Tanat Gemara says, no, who told you to learn like that? Gemara says, Amne, 3 lines on the bottom, I toch kede dibur, kedibur dame. If you hold that, toch kede dibur is kedibur, that everything that they said in that couple of seconds span is considered one testimony, tikule ama lemafreo nefzal, everybody would agree lemafreo nefzal, it's one testimony. And therefore, if you got him out of the tibiha, everybody would agree that Geneva would be knocked out as well. Also, what's the machloket? Elahaka betoke de dibur kedibur dame kam palge. The argument in this braita is on what is toke de. Do we hold of toke de dibur or not? La balanza avi toke de dibur lav kedibur dame. Rabbi Yosef sabat toke de dibur kedibur dame. Easy machloket, which means the machloket is there such a concept of toke de dibur kedibur? Which means, according to the rabbis, they're going to say there's no such thing as toke de dibur kedibur dame. And therefore, when the guy says Geneva, and then the guy, and the first one cut says Geneva v'Teviha. Even though they said it within a couple of seconds of each other, doesn't matter. There's no such thing as talking to the dibur. They were two separate things. Therefore, just because you knocked out Teviha, it doesn't affect what they said on Geneva. To them, it's like you did it on two different days. There's no such thing. Rabbanan do not hold this concept of talking to the dibur, kedibur dame. Therefore, it's two separate items. Just because I knocked them out on the Teviha, so it doesn't affect me what I said on the Geneva. But Rabbi Yosef says, no, toke de dibur, kedibur dame. I said, yo, it's all one. Therefore, once I knock that tiviha, and everybody agrees the mafreya on nifsal, so therefore it's all one item. Therefore, you're going to get him out for the geneva as well, which everybody really owes the mafreya. The machlok over here is how do you look at testimony that was said in one shot? Do you say tochke de dibur or don't you say tochke de dibur kedibur dame? The rabbis will say there's no such thing as tochke de dibur kedibur dame. So even though you said it in one shot, it's really considered separate items. Even though you said it within 2 seconds of each other, it doesn't matter. Therefore, the edim got zomem on tiviha. Doesn't affect Geneva. Geneva still stands. Mashiach the Bidu says no. It's all one. Oh, the Mafreya on Efsa. Once already got him on Tibiha, the Mafreya can get him on the whole testimony. Therefore, the testimony began on Geneva. Therefore, the whole testimony is out. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yosef, Toki de Dibu Kedibu Dame. Does Rabbi Yosef, or Vesabar Yosef, Toki de Dibu Kedibu Dame? Does Rabbi Yosef indeed hold Toki de Dibu Kedibu Dame, that something that was done within a few seconds is considered all one item? Why, what's the problem? Atenan. Harezu temurat ola temurat shelamim. A guy, let's say, has accepted upon himself to be a korban ola, and he brought upon himself to be a korban shelamim. Two different korbanot. Very nice. He has an animal in front of him, a chulin animal. Now he wants to transfer the kiddusha of these animals, of the ola and the shelamim, to this animal over here. That's called temura. Okay, he wants to transfer. So the Gemara says, he says, harezu temurat ola. Again, harizu temurat ola temurat shelamim. He made a double statement. It should be temurat ola temurat shelamim. Oh, now he said two things. What does he mean? So the deen is harizu temurat ola devre lemiir. It means whatever came out of his mouth first. Temurat ola, bingo. The animal now takes on the kedusha of a korban ola. I don't care what he said shelamim after. It is ola. Rabbi Yosef Omer im nekach netkaven metechila hoil ve'if shal lekrot shnei shemot keahad devarav keyamim. Means, ask the guy, what did you mean? If he meant that he wanted it to be both. He wanted it to be Temurat Ola and Temurat Shalim. You can't say both things at the same time. So then already, Devarav Kayamim. Then this animal over here now has Kiddushah of Ola and Kiddushah Shalamim. That's a problem. Because if it's an Ola, it can't be brought as a Shalamim. And if it's a Shalamim, it cannot be brought as a, because it's brought differently. So what do you have to do in that case over there? You have to let it graze, become a blemish, take the money, now buy an ola and a shalamim, buy smaller animals. Buy a small ola and a shalamim. Because if he does the guy, did you mean you wanted it to be ola and shalamim? Yeah. That's why I said, harizu temurat ola temurat shalamim. If you did that, then in the Quran it's going to be tofis to kedusha of both. Now what do you do? Sell it, take the money. Oh, v'im amad temurat ola. But if he said, no, I said temurat ola v'nimlach, and I changed my mind. I said temurat ola, and then what? I mean, no, I meant shelamim. Harezu temurat ola. Oh, then everybody, no changing your mind. That's what you say. So once you said temurat ola, and you meant temurat ola, then, oh, I changed my mind. Too late. So I go, ba nimlach pshita. I mean, of course you can't change your mind. I need to be able to tell you that once you said temurat ola, and then you change your mind to temurat shelamim, it's an ola. Of course, no changing your mind. Ah, amar papa nemlach betoch kedei dibur ka'amrinan. You know what the hadush is? We're talking about where he changed his mind, toch kedei dibur, where he said, temurat, well, that's what I mean. He changed within the 2 seconds. Oh, and the hadush of Rabbi Yosei is, sorry, no changing your mind. So what do you see from over here? That he does know the toch kedei dibur dameh, kedei dibur. If you hold that toch kedei dibur is kedei dibur, you should have 2 seconds to be able to retract. Yeah. From the fact that he says, if his intention was to retract, he can't. Even if he did it within Kedei Dibur. So you see, the Biyosef does not hold of Tok Kedei Dibur. How then in the Braita that we just quoted, by the case of the Edim Zomimim, you said he holds Tok Kedei Dibur, Kedei Dibur. Make up your mind. Amre, Tre Tok Kedei Dibur Ave. There's two types of kedei dibur. Had kedei she'ela talmid le'rav, v'had kedei she'ela tarav le'talmid. Depends. One is the amount of time that it takes for the student to say shalom to the rabbi, and one is for how long it takes the rabbi to say shalom to the student. The rabbi, when he says shalom to the student, says shalom alecha. But the student says shalom alecha rabbi. So therefore, that's the difference over here. What is considered Toch kedei dibur? How long? Ki let the Rabbi Yosef kedei she'ela tamid le'rav. When does he not hold of toch kedei dibur? When it's shalom alecha, Rabbi, and some have the word mori, denafish. Oh, that's too long. And that was the case in Timura, where the guy, he said, Harezu Timurat Ola, and he waited the time it says Shalom Alecha Rabbi, and then he said, Harezu Timurat Shalamim. Oh, even though that's talking in Dibur, according to some people, the Bible says, no, I don't know that talking in Dibur. That's already too much, too long. However, Kedesh Shirat Arav Talmid, Shalom Alecha, Itle. But he does hold of the shorter Shalom Alecha, Shalom Alecha, Dibur, and that's what he meant by the case of Edim Zomimim, where the guy testified, Hareze Ganav V'Tavach, and he said it took in the Dibur, Shalom Alecha, that's considered one. And therefore, once they get knocked out on Tibiha, the Gerava falls out as well. So he doesn't know the longer one, but he holds of the shorter one. Comes the Gemara and continues. Okay, new case. Let's discuss over here just dinim in the Eidut. We learned already Edim Zomimim. Edim Zomimim means two witnesses said something, two other witnesses come along and say, you with us. That's called Hazama. Which means they're not hitting the actual testimony itself. They're just saying, you were with us. How could you have testified? Good. There's another type of knocking out of witnesses called hakhasha. Hakhasha is contradicting. You're saying he killed, we're saying he didn't kill. So Mamash is just going against the testimony itself. So the Gemara is going to discuss now, if witnesses, let's say, initially became hukhash, right, contradicted, and then they became, later on, huzam. Does the law of Hazama apply only when that's the first thing that happened to them? Or could you make Hazama even after Hakhasha? Gemara will explain. Gemara says, Hamarava, Edim shukhashu ulbesof huzmu. Neheragin. You kill the witnesses. Again, what's Hazama? The case we're talking about, let's say, so-and-so killed, they testified. So-and-so's a murderer. Means they're trying to kill this guy. Mm-hmm. Okay? Well, so-and-so was Mechalel Shabbat. Whatever they say. They were trying to give this guy a death penalty. Okay? Two other witnesses come along and say, what are you talking about? You didn't Mechalel Shabbat. You know what you're talking about. Okay? Now that's called Hakhasha. All of a sudden, two other witnesses come along and say, what are you even Bechlat talking about? You with us in a different place at the time that you gave your testimony. Oh, now already, once there's Hazama, you do to the witnesses what they tried to do to the guy. Yeah. And therefore, even though they were Hukhash first, Hazama can follow a Hukhasha, and you still will do to the original witnesses what they tried to do. So the Gemara says, the Hukhasha Tehilat Hazamahi. Hukhasha is the beginning stage of Hazama. Ela shelo nigmera. Ela, it's not finished. It's right. Now, Yomarah's going to say, how do we know such a deen? How do we know such a deen? Yomarah brings a proof. Listen to an interesting proof. Amar Rava mina aminala. Where do I know this from? Netanya. Okay, let's get clarity on one law. Guys, Eved Kenani. How does Eved Kenani go out free? Right, very good. Either he knocks out his eye, or he knocks out his tooth. Okay, he goes out, but a shevarim. The Gemara, the Torah gives an example, the master punches him in the eye, or punches him in the tooth. So the Gemara says, Me'idani be'ish peloni shesima et en avdo. Guy, two witnesses come along and say, we testified that this guy knocked out the eye of his Eved. Now what are they really saying? That the Eved is free. Ve'pil et sheno. And then after he was free, the guy kept on punching and knocked out his tooth. Mm-hmm. And therefore they're saying he owes him money for the tooth. Right. You don't owe for the eye. On the eye, he gets his freedom. Yeah. But on the tooth, they're saying now, he's got, so they're saying two things. Number one, he knocked his eye out, meaning the eye should be free. And number two, after he knocked freedom, he banged his tooth out. He has to pay for the tooth. Share harav omerken. We don't know what this line means. And the rabbi is happy for this testimony. Why in the world should the rabbi be happy? Why should the master be happy at this testimony? The guy's getting now a loss of an Eved. This line makes no sense. Give what I will explain. V'nimse'u zomimin. Okay. Now they became zomimin. Mishalmin deme'ayin le'eved. What? They have to pay deme'ayin, the money of an ayin to the Eved. What in the world do I have to pay to the Eved? They weren't trying to lose the Eved anything. They were trying to lose the master. If anything, you should have to pay the full price of an Eved.
It's freedom. Yeah.
To the master. So this bright over here makes no sense the way it is. So the Gemara asks, if it's just like, literally like we have it, that this is the only cut, the only group that's testifying, after they freed him. Right? Their testimony called him to get free. They don't have to pay anything to the they were lying. They were found zomimim. If anything, they should have to pay full value of the Eved to the master. And the master is happy with such testimony? Why would the Rav master be happy with such testimony? On the contrary, the Eidim over here are to his detriment. So the Gemara is going to have to revamp this blight that doesn't make any sense. So Gemara, you know what the case is talking about? Get the case. El alav, you know what the case is talking about? El alav, kegon de atu betre ve amre pil et shino sima et aino. Two witnesses came along and said, the master knocked out his tooth, knocked out his tooth, he was free. Mm-hmm. Then after he knocked out his tooth, he knocked out his eye. Mm-hmm. Therefore they're saying he has to pay for the price of the eye. Right? The master has to pay the me'ino. Then another two witnesses came along and said the exact opposite. No, he knocked out his eye. That's how he went free. And what he hit him after was the tooth. So everybody's agreeing over here that he goes free. The question is, what did he have to pay? The first testimony saying he's got to pay a lot of money. He's got to pay I. Yeah. Second testimony says, nah, you got the story wrong. That's called hakhasha. That's called hakhasha. I'm contradicting you. Nah, you got the story wrong. He hit his eye. That's how he goes free. And then he hit his tooth. Now, according to the second testimony, you only have to pay for the tooth. Now you have a contradiction between cut number one and cut number two. The hainu share Arav Omerkin. Now we understand that the master is happy. Sure, he's happy with the second testimony. Because according to the second testimony, he only has to pay for a tooth. Denihale bemay de kamre. Oh, veketani, and continue the story. Vinimseuzomimin. Messiae. Which means, and now what happened, the second group now became zomimin. Mishalmim de me'ayin le'eved. They have to pay de me'ayin to the eved. Which means, what was the second testimony? Second testimony came along and said, they were contradicted by the first. The first testimony was saying, what? That, there's the first, there's a second, and there's a third.
Yeah.
The first group of witnesses said, what? The first it was the knocked out the tooth, and then he knocked out his eye. They say, master, you got to pay eye. The second group goes, what are you talking about? It wasn't like that. He knocked out his eye, got to pay tooth. Oh, so they were really trying to tell you that the master is only owed less. He's not owed an eye's worth. He's only owed a tooth's worth. Then what? Now there's hakashaya. This second group now was hukash from the first group. They were contradictions from the first group.
Yeah.
And then what? A third group came and told the second group, you with us. Oh, so now what happens? Though that second group becomes huzam, and they have to pay what they were trying to lose the master. What were they trying to lose the master? The ayin. Oh, but what do you see over here? Even they were hukash already, you can be make hazama after hakhasha. So the Gemara says, what do you see from me? Shmar mina hakhasha te'ilat hazamahi. So you see that? That's what it is. You understand the proof? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, lo. No, that's not the pshat. De afchinu ve azminu. Got the case wrong. There's not three groups over here. There's only two groups. Which means they came along first and they reversed what the first group said, and then they were mizim them.
Double twisted moment.
Which means the first group came along and said it was the tooth, and then the eye. So for them to make them the eye, but I don't pay a lot. Then the second group came along and said, first of all, you got it wrong. First of all, it was the eye that freed him, and then the tooth. And after that, then they made them. And anyway, what are you talking about? You with us. Now, what is this proof to us? Let's read Rashi. We have to read this bottom Rashi, then we stop it. Amar le'abaye lo. Idu chishu ayedei kat lishona. Which means, this second group over here. If already there was a contradiction in group number one and group number two, shuv en kat shelishit mizibatam. Then you're right. If the second group became hochash, if there was a contradiction in group number one and two, the third group would not be able to be mizim them. Because once already there's hachasha, you cannot make hazama. The Gemara is falling off its premise. V'hacha kesheen sham kat lishona. Oh, elahim. I'm sorry. There's only one group. Oh, but you had a question. If there's one group, this braita made no sense. We said, what do you mean? When they become huzam, they should pay full value. They were trying to lose the master's eved. Why do you only have to pay the amount of an eye? And why is the rabbi happy? All these questions. So it was haka kegon shekat sheniya afchinu veazminu sheamru lahem oto ayom sheatem omrim imanu yitem bimkom ploni. Which means, first group comes along and testifies. The guy knocked out his tooth. The guy knocked out his
eye,
and then knocked out his tooth, and then knocked out his eye. That's the first. There's only one group. Second group comes along and makes hazama. What are you talking about? You're saying you saw something? You saw nothing. You with us on that day. Oh. But at the same time that they made hazama, they gave a testimony themselves. And they, but we're going to tell you what really happened. They also gave a testimony of the story. Continue Rashi. Hava biyom acher, hava. Ve'ibcha hava. And it was exactly opposite that you guys were saying. That indeed what? First it was the eye, and then he knocked out the tooth. Talashi, the meman nafshach, eved nafich lecherut. Which means, regardless, the eved is going to go out. Whether it's the first testimony or the second testimony, the eved goes out, because even the second guys are agreeing that the eved goes out. Vehen mishalmin lo deme'ayin. Now the first group is going to have to pay the me'ayin shiratzu lafsido v'ni halel lerav d'nipuk be'ino v'yiten lo d'meshino. Correct. And it's ni halel to the master, the second testimony. Because in the second testimony, he only has to pay him the value of the tooth. V'ikasha ho'il v'rishonim hem ma'ya v'mafsedele ha'lecherut ha'vemafkele. Which means, there's another question. So let's review the refutation. The Gemara tried to bring a proof. A din that became Hukhash, and then became Huzam, they became as considered Hazama. Hakhasha is the beginning of Hazama. Had we tried to bring a case, we had a Braita. We created a situation in the Braita like this. You have an ed, you have one ed, one group, a second group, and a third group. That's how we thought. You had three groups. That's what we had. We had three groups. First group comes along and says it was the tooth.
Then I.
Mm-hmm. They come and say I. Second group comes along and says no.
I tooth.
You got it backwards. It was I tooth. Well, the master is very happy with these guys. Now, these two guys now are contradicting. This is Hukhash. Group number one is being Machesh, group number two. Okay? Group number three comes and knocks out group number two. Oh, so these guys were Hukhash. Now they became Huzam. Because the group number three says, hey, you were with us. Oh, so therefore, these guys now have to pay the me'ayin, because that's what they were trying to lose the adon, the me'ayin. Okay, very good. So we've proven it. Kibbutz says, no, you have no proof. There's not three groups over here. There's one group that gave a testimony, and then you got the Hazamah guys. Means, learn the case again. Group number one comes along and says, this guy over here knocked out the eye, knocked out the tooth, and then the eye, tooth eye. So what do they say? It goes out free. And now he owes an eye.
Yeah.
Value an eye. Second group comes along and says, what are you talking about? You were with us. Let's stop right there. You were with us. They're out. Edim Zomemim. Oh, so the Chalef to Edim Zomemim, they should have to pay now the full Eved. Oh, no. They don't have to pay the full Eved. Because the second group then says, and by the way, we'll tell you what really happened. Mm. On a different day, the Eved went out free. And what happened? It was actually eye tooth. Oh, so therefore, the first group is not going to have to pay for freedom, because for the whole Eved, because the second group also is testifying really that there's freedom over here, but they're going to have to pay what they were trying to lose the Adon. They were trying to lose the Adon, the Meh Ayin, and only really has to pay the Meh Shin. But you have no Ra'aya that Hachasha, then you can make Hazama. Because in this case over here, first they were made Hazama. They were knocked out. Oh, once they were knocked out, goodbye. Then after they were knocked out, the witnesses came along, the second group themselves, and by the way, we'll tell you what really happened. So therefore you have no doubt, we thought already at Hachasha first, and then Hazama came. So, oh, see that? After Hachasha, you can have Hazama. Mm-hmm. They goes, no, you got the case all wrong. You thought there was three groups, right? One group, and one group. Hachasha was in place, contradictions, and then these guys came in and they said, no! One group testified. Second group came along and said, what are you talking, you with us? At that point over there, Hazama, goodbye, out. Oh, now they come along and say, and by the way, we'll tell you what really happened. Okay, that's a regular case of Hazama. There's one question on this piece that the Gemara is going to ask. I'm going to tell you the question now, just so you have it in your mind, because Nashid points it out now. What are you talking about? The Chaurah, the first group, should still have to pay for the entire Eved.
Why?
Because the second group seemingly is saying that, oh, you know how it happened? It happened where he did the eye and then the tooth. But it sounds like they're saying it at a later date.
Different day.
They're saying it happened on Tuesday. These guys were trying to free, the first group were trying to free the Eved already from Sunday. On Sunday, he was still in Eved. So bottom line, when the guy was still in Eved, you were with us.
Yeah.
So therefore, the Chaurah, they should have to pay for the full Eved, which is granted, everybody's agreeing, eventually the Eved went free.
Two days later.
So therefore, why are you telling me that the first group only has to pay for the eye? The Chaurah have to pay more than the eye. They have to pay for the full Eved that they were trying to free a few days earlier when he was still a slave. So the Sheikh tells us right away, don't worry, the Gemara is going to ask that question. But bottom line, you cannot bring a proof from this Braita to the subject of Hachasha and then Hazama. Baruch Adonai Olam.
Amen.